Day 7, Period 1. Performing what we think is our real selves. Do we do this? Is it possible to do otherwise? What does being you really mean? Are we not always filtering and being filtered? Day 7, Period 2. I randomly select books from my home library by running my fingers along their spines with my eyes closed and stopping when I feel like it. This is what I stopped on. Mayo Clinic Family Health Book. The Best of Modern Humor, edited by Mordecai Richler. Justine by Lawrence Durrell. Citation Française. Paradise Eater by John Ralston Soule. The Way the Crow Flies by Anne-Marie MacDonald. Buddies by Ethan Mordden. The Book of Lies by Felice Picano. Culture for All, 10 Years of Journée de la Culture. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. The Presumption of Culture by Tom Hennigan. The Man Who Planted Trees by Jean Giono. The Art of Hand Lettering by Helm Watzko. Sexual Personae by Camille Paglia. Across Oceans, Writings on Collaboration, edited by Maxine Heppner. And Prisons We Choose to Live Inside by Doris Lessing. Day 7, Period 3. On my first day, the group's third, we walk to the nudie beach in pairs and do auto-talking. Then we watch clouds for 25 minutes. Then we auto-write for 10 minutes. This is an excerpted version of what I wrote. Silent shapes. Monochromatic. White and gray. So far away. Appear to travel. Sailboat activity was also silent. Sand not visible. Anchored. Island airport. Large curves in the sky, lazy arcs. Opposite the words on a page. A yawn bugs around my head. I worry about my ear. This beach 2 years ago. Being reluctant to come back. Eventually it wore off. Not thinking about it. My hand is cramping. Silent, emergence, opacity, sharp, proximity. Still wet from the rain. A rainfall in her room. Bugs everywhere. Park in Vancouver. Is this true? Cigarette butts. Nice shorts. I need to turn the page. I could use a beer. Thinking. Bomb my dinner. McDonald's. Day 7, Period 4. I randomly select another section of my notebook. On the right-hand side, almost directly in the center, are the words Vice Night. There is an exclamation mark before the word Vice and another one after the word Night. There are two parallel lines running on top of and below the two words. I have no recollection of what this means. There is a pencil drawing on the left-hand side. It looks like I am trying to draw two seated figures without lifting my pencil from the page, a classic art school drawing exercise. It's very busy. The more I look at it, the more I begin to recognize things. The possibilities begin to emerge, and I start to make a kind of sense of it. Two faces in three-quarter profile and a right shoulder and arm appear. I pick an arbitrary point and try to follow the pencil's line of thought for the remainder of the allotted time, which lasts about 2 seconds. Day 7, Period 5. On Day 7, under Justine's proposal, Ben and I take the time to do body weathering on each other. We trusted our collective memories of the practice, despite the fact that both of us had only experienced it through others in one-off workshop situations. Nonetheless, we both worked with B, who does have knowledge of the work, so we feel comfortable figuring it out together. The things I think are important about the practice. Both manipulator and receiver coordinate their breath. The exhale is linked with applied pressure in a specific direction. The directions make me think of Irene Dowd's 9 lines of movement in the body. To my mind, the synergy between manipulator and receiver is meant to open the receiver's body, to interrupt blockages, increase range of motion passively, and to connect movement with breath. Day 7, period 6. On this random incursion into my notebook, I come across the word memorable. It reminds me of Seth Godin. I search for him on the internet and end up resubscribing to his blog. He's an amazing thinker. Ostensibly about marketing, his writing is so much more. Clear, potent, inspiring, with the incredible knack for articulating the obvious. Perhaps he sometimes idealizes arts practice, but mostly he gets it. Day 7, period 7. I watch a video I recorded on my phone 4 times. It's during the prep for the silent dinner again, outside, near the barbecue. As people cook and dance, I see labor and performance at work, but I particularly notice dancing as labor and cooking as performance. The choreography of the everyday mixed with the everydayness of the body in motion. These states confront and support each other, reminding me that the binary is useless, an unsatisfying metaphor for life. Colors, textures, intentions, spaceness, presence, all occur at every moment in every way. We are indistinguishable from each other and ourselves. Sunlight. Always find the sunlight. Day 7, period 8. There is no content for this event. Day 8, period 1. Two of my other favorite 8 days things, the Sunday open house and the expanding circle. The open house invites non-8 days participants to join us for an afternoon so we can share our experiences with them, in addition to this documentation book and the countless ways the impact of the experience manifests itself in our practice and communities back home. I was part of a group charged with putting the day's events together. This is what we did. 3 p.m. start. 3:40 p.m., practice cloud watching on the beach, or practice walking backwards in the blue room. 4:45 p.m., expanding circle, ongoing, food and beverage and shared library on the lawn. Our roles alternated between being 1, food and beverage replenishers, FBR, 5 groups of 4, 20 minutes each, and 2, hosts and practitioners, if we weren't a greeter host or FBR. I took a picture of the expanding circle practice on my iPhone. Day 8, period 2. The panorama feature is perfect for this activity proposed by Caroline. We start together as a clump facing the center. Slowly, we back away from each other in an ever-expanding circle until we disappear or can go no further. It's a powerful reminder of how our specificities across aesthetic and geographic divides remain connected through an often intangible yet strongly felt network. It also reminds me of my preferred state of privacy, together. I also recall a few days earlier doing an expanded circle on the same spot during the North by Northeast Music Festival, which was being presented at Artscape. It felt guerrilla and radical to place our metaphoric journey of connection within a mass of dancing, drinking bodies who unknowingly took on the role of eager participant. Day 8, period 3. One day, we read out loud Christopher's Actions and Attitudes from the 8 Days 2 documentation. And then we added on to the list based on what had emerged during the week. These ones resonate with me. Seek invisible resources, or seek the invisible, including resources. Revel in change. Observe, observe, observe. And then maybe interact, then observe. It's okay not to do work or want to do work. Dare to be well. How to find meaningful ways to engage the means of production without only being about resistance, or seeing opportunity where we least expect it. Day 8, period 4. I repeat day 5, period 6. It is easier this time. I focus on yoga breathing as a way of emptying the mind. I don't think I am able to stay in an open-minded state for more than 1 second before a thought floods in. It's a lifelong practice. Day 8, period 5. I read my notes to myself out loud from the first entry until the time of this event runs out. Things I notice. About the left-hand page in my book. Tangents and extraneous thoughts. Doppelganger. Effritement. Question mark. I get as far as day 6 before the 8 minutes run out. Day 8, period 6. I sit and think, but don't write anything down. Day 8, period 7. Other things that emerge. Where and how do I want to work? I have a practice that includes making, teaching, learning, and performing. Among others, in that order, I run out of time again. Day 8, period 8. I discover this picture. Caution. Rough road ahead. It captures how I'm feeling during 8 days 3 because of the damn ear infection and my relationship to dance makers. In retrospect, 6 months later, it feels defeatist, and I wonder how I can redirect my viewpoint within the landscape so that the sign could now read, "Take risks. The road ahead awaits." All I can say is this. Do the work. Relinquish judgment. Be present with others. Trust. And find more ways to relish being private together. The rest belongs to others.